It is fucking hot in here, and it's fucking sweltering.
It's warmer than a nun's crack.
What are the names of all the gods in the world?
I think nuns take crack.
Well, I imagine so, otherwise I'm not going to go join the nunnery.
It's fucking noisy out there, shut up.
Shiva?
Shiva?
Yeah.
She's from Mortal Kombat, isn't she?
Yeah.
Why is that man's face exploding on that picture?
I was going to say to you...
He's got a beard in it.
That,
it looks like his beard's exploding through his face. Like he's got a massive beard underneath it.
See, I think it looks like Frank from Hellraiser.
Hellraiser
movie.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't understand what's happening in that picture.
If that's what it was meant to
who
be.
Who drew it?
She was like, Jazz.
I don't know who
Jazz
is.
She helps out here.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
They're really cool pictures. I just don't understand what it is.
Yeah, it's hard.
He looks troubled that his face is exploding.
He doesn't look happy about it, and I can't imagine.
He doesn't seem to be enjoying it. And then there's one where there's a pirate kind of just about to receive a blowjob off a mermaid.
That was fantastic. He's proper. Yeah, he's pretending to be unconscious.
He's lost his shoe.
I'm just going to pretend to be unconscious for a bit and hope that this chick blows me up.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, if I stay here long enough, then this mermaid will... What else have we got? There's a woman behind bars.
Yeah.
She's quite scary looking.
What, the woman behind bars?
Yeah. And then there's, I don't know, an Indian...
Xena Warrior Princess.
Indian goth.
Indian goth?
Yeah. It's quite Indian goth, I don't know. Yeah, let's go for this for the shizzle.
Welcome to Just Let Me Do This podcast, the UK's premier podcast about nothing in particular and everything you never needed to know. My name's Chris.
My name is Mick.
Let's talk some shit.
So, we're in a new room.
We are in a new room.
It's a nice
room.
We've
got our own little studio.
Mural, that's what that is.
We're next to a mural in a studio.
Mm.
I still think it's a little bit echoey. We'll see how it sounds.
It's a bit echoey. It's not too bad, though.
Is that right?
It's only the one listener. He's fine.
It's cool. It's making my voice sound deep and sexy.
Mm.
Very wise.
Which is usually my voice.
The less dead.
So, yeah. God, I must be giving people orgasms instantly. Just from kind
of
going...
Well, when I listen back to it, that's exactly what happens.
Hello!
Ejaculate all over my pants.
Do you?
No.
I don't either. I just feel sad. I did start listening to one of our, the last episode, yesterday in the car.
That is our podcast, because our podcasts are very infrequent.
They are infrequent, and that is naughty of us, because I get really pissy when, Kevin Smith takes about fucking four years to bring out a new one.
Yes, I agree.
In fact, the only one that I know that's regular is,
Regular Show?
No. Biggest Problem in the Universe.
I don't listen to that one.
You've got to listen to that one. That is a ridiculously good podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, really good.
What's that about?
It's just these two guys that are basically... It's where I got the What Pissed You Off This Week thing. They come in with, the biggest problems in the universe,
right.
What they think it is, and then they just kind of have to back it up as much as they can.
Okay.
But it's fucking hilarious. Some of the stuff they come up with is just brilliant.
It doesn't sound as good as Plumbing the Death Star.
I've not heard that one.
That's a good one. Check that one out.
Is it a comedy one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not American comedy, is it?
No, Australian. Or New Zealand. I can never tell the difference.
Yeah, they're a bit
That's racist, sorry.
That's not racist.
Yeah.
They're not race.
Well, I suppose not, no. Well, yeah, no.
It's not racist, it's fine.
We're not having this discussion.
But no, they're the Australians.
Well, just let me do this podcast, a year-long discussion about what is racism.
Oh, we're not going to go into it again. But yeah, you're right, the Australians have that kind of good balance. I mean, look, Flight of the Conchords, brilliant.
That's New Zealand.
Same thing. So, but I've listened to some American podcasts, and the only one that I can actually stand for a long period of time is anything that Kevin Smith does.
Yeah, that's because he's actually funny.
Or Giant Bombcast, because it's about gaming stuff. But apart from that, I've heard some of the comedy ones they've got over
there. Yeah, it's the Americans think they're funny.
Oh, it's awful.
They're just not, are they?
One of them literally started off with... So, let's talk about those airlines, shall we? What's with them? And I was like, is that not, a joke that you do in movies to take the piss out of bad comedians. That's an actual line that this guy, and I just turned it off straight away. I was like, I don't fucking listen to this. Anyway.
Before we get started,
go on.
I should point out that this week's episode of Just Let Me Do This podcast is brought to you by Boston Body Hub.
Yes.
We've actually got a sponsor now, which is where we're getting the studio from.
Yeah.
As part of our sponsorship. It is a local community gym and healthy cafe. So get yourself down here. It's an offer on at the moment, £12 a month, 1 year long contract. Or you can get a rolling contract for only £16 a month or £12.50 a month off peak hours, 9 till 4. Get yourselves down here, get signed up, get fit, get healthy, get sexy.
Is that the slogan?
No, I completely made that up. That should be the slogan. Yeah, I'll actually have to get a written advertisement from the bosses. For the next episode. That one's on me.
Imagine, right, if you had that, right, you've got one of the shirts that you sell here.
Mm.
On the front is the logo, like just in the corner, like a little bit, like kind of an Adidas logo type of thing. And then on the back is what you just said.
Get fit, get healthy, get sexy.
Yeah. Do you remember Fitness First when we had it in Boston? I don't know if I imagine Fitness First is still going. But their slogan was, you, but better. I was like, oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That is just awful. That's not a good start. Right, okay. Is there anything else that you want to...
No, I've done my plug. That's it. We've done our advertisement. That's out of the way. We do the fuck we want now in the rest of the episode.
That's it. We're done.
That's it. Let's go home.
We're done. So,
thanks for listening. What have you been up to? It's been ages. What have you been doing? What the shit is happening?
Work. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally nothing. I went to Wales. That was nice. Wales is good. I like Wales. If anybody that's listening, one listener, if you haven't been to Wales, go to Wales. It's nice. Really beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I was expecting more sheep, to be honest, and people inside of them.
Of course, because that's...
That's Welsh. You know, that's just what they are. But there was none of that. A lot of farmland. Maybe they were hiding the sheep.
Maybe they're incognito sheep.
Well, to be honest,
they've camouflaged the sheep to stop everyone from fucking them. You can't find the sheep, you can't fuck it.
That's true.
Maybe
they camouflaged the sheep and themselves so they could continue to fuck the sheep and not bother the tourists.
Yep.
Yeah, that seems plausible.
Well, Welsh Board of Tourism, you crashed it.
No, it was nice, didn't it? It was very loud. Yeah, it was a nice atmosphere, nice people. Went into some caves, that was pretty cool.
Caves?
Caves, yeah. It was all dug out, though, so that you could just walk in.
Right.
There was no, like, kind of crawling through tight spaces and everything, so it was nice just to kind of have a wander around and...
Was there any trolls living in the caves?
No trolls. No. I mean, the kids are in there for a bit. They're a bit troll-looking, so...
Might be internet trolls.
Yes, could you imagine if there was just a guy in there on the internet?
I am the internet troll.
Just imagine though, if an internet troll was under a bridge.
That's incredible.
And Goat Simulator tries to go over the bridge.
Oh yeah, they live on the bridges, don't they? Not caves, I got that wrong.
What lives in caves? Dragons.
Yeah, dragons live in caves. You were in Wales as well, the land of dragons. Yeah,
there was no dragons.
Fuck, I'm not going.
They've got a cool flag though, haven't they?
It's got a dragon on it.
Like, when they've got their flag outside their house, you're like, that's fucking awesome, it's got a dragon on it. Whereas we have got a cross. And it's like, oh, maybe
St. George's cross, the guy who supposedly slayed the dragon.
Maybe they know first aid. That's what people think when they drive past our house.
Oh, Red Cross.
Oh, first aid. Yeah. Quick, let's go knock on their door.
I could do with some help with this flesh wound.
Flesh wound.
Excuse me, my arm appears to be falling off, and you appear to be English, which means you can fix it.
Is that a thing?
No.
Are we all first aiders? Do they have first aid in America?
Good question. I don't know, actually.
Or they must have something equivalent. But I don't... It wouldn't be called first aid, I don't imagine.
I've got AIDS.
Everyone's got AIDS.
That's not the same. Everyone has AIDS.
Bloody Africa. I'll cut that bit. Let's talk some shit.
Alright, have you got shit to talk about?
I stole your line. Yeah, so the first thing is when I was on my way back from work and got diverted, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to go, oh my god, here's another traffic thing where he's going to complain about.
Oh, we do, what's pisses off this way. Okay, go on.
What happened was, I had time to think.
Mm-hmm.
In that time to think.
So I pissed you off the fact that you had time to think.
In that time to think, I thought, Why isn't our podcast doing very well?
Okay.
It's because Facebook sharing fuckheads. Simply, all they have to do is click on it and share it. Or like it, or anything. They'll do it for a picture of a fucking cat, or a baby, or a video of some fuckwit doing something that they think is hilarious, like tickling somebody's chin, like that Jack dickhead. Right?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I fucking hate him and his face. Oh, he winds me up so wicked. Some of the other guys are really funny because they're original and they're not really bothering anyone, whereas this guy just gets... Stuggy's amazing.
Stuggy's great, yeah.
But they don't...
Shout out to Stuggy.
They don't physically bother anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this guy, I think it's Jack Jones TV or something.
Right. I don't know.
He just goes up to people and, like, just holds a hand in public or calls people out. And it's just like... And people get really aggressive and pissy with it.
Lay him out.
Yeah, and that's
not,
the thing.
Not out of home phobia, just because I could see he had a phone on him when he was filming it.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's not...
If you came and held my hand, or some other random gentleman came and held my hand with, and not recorded it, I'd be quite happy with that. But...
He's just doing it for the reaction that he wants to piss people off, because and it just annoys me.
So I'll do this fucking phone off him, chuck it on the floor, stomp on it, that's fucking stopping.
His smirky little fucking cunt face does my head in, and, you know, he's rolling in any... Anyway, that's another subject for another day. Fine stars. And so I was just thinking, why can't people... Yeah, they're Vine stars, aren't they? That's what Stuggy
is. Oh, Vine Stars.
What did you think of
that? I said Find Stars.
Find Stars, no.
Why?
I did watch the meteors last night about half 3 in the morning. Yeah, it was a meteor shower last night. Yeah. That was good. Very tired. So I just don't understand why people don't share stuff that their friends would put on. So if I had somebody that put something on and they wanted to kind of expose themselves, like Dirty with his podcast and all that kind of stuff, I shared it because it was just like, what did I share? I probably didn't. Shit, I'm one of these people. Why don't we do it? Why is it not in our system to just kind of go, do you know what? I'm just going to share that on my wall so somebody else might find it.
Yeah, I don't do that shit.
We need to do it.
Well, I guess so.
This is
where
we're
going to hope someone actually shares our shit.
Because nobody listens to this. We get a few listeners.
Yeah, I know. We get random drop-ins and then drop-offs again.
Mm.
Probably because we're so inconsistent, though. So people probably, like, listen to the last episode. Because we actually the last episode got a shitload of downloads in that first week.
Oh, okay.
I plugged it quite a lot on Twitter. And managed to get in. Nicki Minaj was trending hashtag podcast.
Oh, right. So you just jumped on that.
After you'd posted it up. And I jumped in on that for most of the day and just kept fucking... Posting it. But we did get a lot of downloads, and we got repeat downloads in some of the old episodes to follow on from it. So people were checking out the old episodes, but then obviously it's been like 3 or 4 weeks at least since the last episode went live, and it's just dropped off now, so obviously they're now like, it's not going anymore.
Well, do you know what? I want to apologise to the world and just say it's probably our fault for not being consistent.
Yep.
Let's keep it 1 week. Let's keep it regular.
Well, we can do. We've got a studio to do it now. We've got no excuses.
No, we haven't. Keep it regular.
Keep it regular.
Okay, well, I'll move on to the next thing then, shall I? Right? This is a topic of discussion.
Okay.
This is something I was at work, and I came out of this place. There's a place across the road from where I work that sells meat quite cheap.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought, in my head...
Gay story
I've ever
heard. Came out of the closet, go buy some meat.
When did I say closet?
I did.
You said closet. No. So... I came out of this place and I saw this bloke walk past, and for some reason I thought,
you should put your cock in his mouth.
If I bought 2 pounds of raw meat,
go on,
and made him eat it,
right,
and then he died,
yeah,
would I be in trouble? So I buy 2 pounds of raw meat, right? I give it to this bloke.
Raw meat?
Mince.
Okay, mince ain't gonna kill you if you eat it raw.
No, why?
Unless you choke on it.
Really? Red meat?
Red. Well, you can eat steak rare, can't you?
Oh, yeah, I
suppose. You're alright with red meat. Well, apart from... Well, pork's not technically red meat, I don't think. Pork you have to be careful with, and chicken you have to be careful with, poultry. Like, your lamb, your beef, and your... What am I missing? What animal am I missing? That's it, isn't it? Done them all.
That's all the animals.
That's all the animals.
So,
like, beef and lamb.
Oh, is that fine?
You could eat... Right. It's probably not great.
Mm.
You probably might have an upset stomach and the poos for a couple of days. If but you won't die. Bloody, bloody raw, but you won't, definitely won't die, no.
Oh.
We're built to eat those animals raw. Cavemen did it for centuries.
Well, I've learned something. I'm going to go eat some raw meat now.
Yeah, you can do.
Okay, so I'll buy...
I mean, you can drink beef blood.
I buy four breasts of chicken. Yeah, don't cook it.
Okay.
Just say to this bloke,
yeah, chow down. That would be quite dangerous.
Chow down on that.
Chances are I probably might not die, but you will get serious salmonella.
Would I get in trouble?
I'm guessing it'd be manslaughter, yeah.
Would it though? Because I paid.
Not murder, but it would be manslaughter.
I paid this bloke just to eat some meat.
Oh, you paid him to do it?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said you were going to force him to do it.
No, 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 no.
Physically get the meat and shove it in his mouth.
It's like a dare. I say to this bloke, right, as a dare, mate.
Right.
Here's 100 quid.
Yeah.
Eat all this. And then he dies.
Right.
Whose fault is it?
That's his fault then. He's under verbal agreement that he's taking responsibility for eating that meat because you've paid him to do it.
So I'm going to get in trouble then?
No. I can't imagine so.
Right. Let's take it another step. Okay.
Okay.
I say, I go up to a bloke, yeah, and I tell him that he needs to get in his car, keep his seatbelt off,
right,
drive at a brick wall at 80 miles per hour, here's 100 quid.
Yeah.
He does it,
yeah.
He dies.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that?
It's suicide on his part, obviously.
That's amazing. Well, I think we've got a new TV programme coming.
Do you think someone's going to kill themselves for 100 quid? They might need a bit more money.
I think stupid people would, because they won't know that they were getting themselves into...
I think there's all sorts of probably legal loopholes you can have to try and get through to actually get people dying on television.
Do you reckon?
I would imagine so.
Do you not think it would
go away? I imagine the government's having issues with that. Might be able to get it shown in Iran or something.
That's where it needs going.
Yeah, but
that's where the market is.
What do you imagine the advertising revenue is like on TV in Iran?
Would they have adverts? What would they advertise? Weapons. Gurkhas. Yeah, they're just advertising like kind of towels
for heads. Brand label.
Do you think they've
face
got
coverings?
Do you think they've got brands? Branded face.
That's
coverings.
A good point, actually. I don't know.
Like with labels and that, where they just kind of say...
I'm really ignorant to what these things are called, so I'm sorry if it's not actually called Gurkha, that face covering thing. I just believe that's what it's called.
I say Gurkha, that's...
Oh, no, it's definitely pronounced Burka.
Yeah, do you think they've
got... I don't know which version that is, whether it's the one that leaves the face open or whether that's the one with just the eye slit.
Do they have different ones? Or is it just like... Because I've only ever seen black ones.
Oh, different colours, you mean?
Well, different designs and that.
No, I think you should have the little black ones. But do you think you get, like, Armani burgers?
I don't know.
Dolce & Gabbana burgers.
For the rich wives.
Yeah. Burger & Gabbana.
Is it just for the head, or does the whole wrap kind of go around the entire body? Because it looks like one massive...
No, the burger's just for the head.
It looks like one massive suit, though, doesn't it?
A bin bag for the rest of your body.
Fucking, I couldn't imagine it, though. Like, I've been to places where it's been fucking hot.
Yeah, go on.
And... The poor buggers are walking around in these things, and I'm just like, you must be sweating under that.
Yeah.
Why do they have to wear it?
Because they're ninjas.
They're not ninjas. I remember when I was a kid and I thought they were ninjas.
It's obviously a religious thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but what kind of religion says wear, like, a massive cloth over your entire body?
Well, Sikhism.
Why?
Or
what do they get out of it?
What's the Muslim one called?
Muslim.
That's not what the religion's called, is it?
Yes, they're Muslims. That's their religion. Muslimism.
No! Muslimism isn't a thing.
Is it not?
No.
What's a Muslim?
I don't... Hold on.
You need to find out.
I'm going
to
Google this shit. I need to do this.
This podcast is going to be titled...
Oh, dear.
Ignorance.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss, yeah.
Religion.
Silence is golden, just like a virgin.
I think you're right, actually. I think it is called
Muslimism.
No, I thought Muslims were the people that follow that religion. I didn't think that's what the religion is actually called. Islam. What the fuck is Islam then?
That's a place.
Islam is a place.
Islam is a religious system begun in the 7th century by Muhammad. Muslims follow the teachings of the Quran and strive to keep the five pillars. In the 7th century, Muhammad claimed the angel Gabriel visited him. Well, isn't he from Christianity?
What, Gabriel?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like quite a few crossovers, isn't there?
Why? No, it's not the fucking Marvel Universe. You know, you fucking have religious crossovers.
Do you think that's what it was?
Even understand fucking Judaism either. It's like, well, aren't they just Christians that don't like Jesus?
Do you think that's what it was like back in the day? Like, yeah. Kind of when they had all these religions, they were like, kind of, oh, I wonder if they're going to do a crossover.
Then, fucking religious Avengers, fucking yeah. Muhammad and God and Jesus.
Oh my God, that would be such a good Dinesh. Show. Oh, that would be so fucking good. Because, right, so if we...
It'd be so offensive.
If we kind of pair off these people, right. So Jesus is probably more of the Captain America type person.
I guess so, yeah.
Are
we trying to find their counterparts in Marvel Universe?
In the Avengers, yeah.
In the Avengers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you've
well,
got...
Well, Thor's a god anyway. Does Thor get to be in the religious Avengers as well?
No, because he's not like a mega god.
Okay.
So yeah, Thor is our god. I say our god. Christianity.
Yeah,
god.
Christian god. Because I don't have a god.
No, I don't have a god.
I am my own god.
I have a mirror. Who else have we got?
Let's say Muhammad.
Muhammad, which one?
The prophet Muhammad. He's the Islam.
Oh, okay.
He's the one who likes blowing up the Americans.
Islam Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do.
Fair enough. Punch it up.
Who's the one with all the arms and the elephant face?
That's Ganesh.
That's the Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Good effort.
Well, yeah. What have we got left over?
I don't know. I don't know any more than just gods.
Buddha.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be Black Widow.
Okay. He's got tits.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. The Blob, but that's not an Avenger. Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha. Boom.
Top 10 religious figures. Let's have a look. I don't know who the fuck has made that list. Top 10 religious figures. Christian God number one. Cool. Are we done with religious Avengers?
What? Yeah.
Cool. Following on from the last podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, are you done? Have you got some more to go?
I've got loads of stuff.
All right, okay.
But no, you go.
I'll just do this one, because this one's actually going to be quite funny, I imagine.
I hope it's not been so far.
Well.
This one's been a bit of a struggle, hasn't it? Yeah,
I'll have to try it out next week. We're getting back into the rhythm of things. We're a bit rusty, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Got me some WD-40, and he sells in.
WD-40 doesn't help with rust.
Whatever, mate. I don't fucking need your one. Anyway. So apparently we were talking about penises in the last podcast.
We talk about penises every podcast.
I made a note saying, follow on from the last podcast, penis topic.
We were talking about how small your willy was.
Oh, that was right, yeah. That's fantastic news. Let's talk about that again.
You've got a bigger willy? Is that the fantastic news?
Yes, great news, everybody. That first Farnsworth will be drama on every fucking episode. Good news, everybody. I've got a penis extension.
Yeah, go
anyway,
on.
To follow on from penis topic,
mm-hmm.
There is a list, because someone conducted a survey, of the top 10 names for penises.
Go on.
And I want you to try and guess what's on the list.
What, in order, or just
yeah, any, just make some guesses and I'll tell you if they're on there.
Schlong.
Yeah. Nope.
Really? Cock.
Nope. These are names, right? People have named their penis.
Oh, like names.
Yeah, so it's not just like... How many words can you think of for cock?
Pete Tong.
No, that's not on the list.
Adolf Hitler.
He's definitely not on the list, no. Oh. Is that one with the mustache on the end of it?
Oh, is it based on the shape and everything?
Oh.
Is Black Fred on there?
No, Black Fred is not on there, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'd definitely love to call my penis Black Fred.
Black Fred coming to the rescue. Charlie.
No.
Jesus.
I'll give you a clue. Well, I won't give you a clue. I'll start reading them off and then you can try and guess when you get an idea of these stupid fucking names.
Okay.
Number 10, most popular name for a penis was Wendell.
Wendell? Why would you call it Wendell?
Number 9 was Randolph.
Randolph Hitler?
No.
Oh, okay.
Number eight's Johnny. Okay, making a little bit more sense.
Well, no, because Johnny's what you put on it. It's not... Okay.
Okay. Do you want to make any more guesses, or do you want me to reel through the rest of the list?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, seven's Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Number six is Dave.
Oh, okay.
Number five is Wilfred.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Russell the Muscle.
Russell the Muscle?
Yeah, I can't believe there's a collective group of people that have all come up with that
name.
This
is a top 10 list.
Yeah. Number three is The Rock.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather call him Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, you're Johnson. You're Johnson on there.
Yeah. No, Johnson's not on there. That's what he's doing. The Rock's on there, but not fucking Johnson.
Barry.
No.
Ash from Pokemon.
No, think about...
Pikachu.
Historical Greek mythological figures.
Thor.
No, that's fucking, like, Norwegian. He's a Norse god, Thor.
No, he's a Greek god.
No, he's fucking not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Thor and fucking, what's his face, Loki and Odin are all fucking Norse Viking gods. That's why they live in fucking Valhalla, where all the dead Vikings go.
Ignorance is bliss.
The Greek have like Mount Olympus and Zeus and...
Zeus.
This person.
Zeus.
No, not Zeus.
Poseidon.
No.
I don't know.
Hercules.
Oh, okay. So,
and another historical Greek figure, for some reason, most popular name for a penis, Troy.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I don't think...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'd have more fun guessing, like, trying to see how many names we can come up with for actual terms for penises. So Johnson.
Johnson.
We'll go back for see who runs out.
Cock.
Schlong.
Willy.
Wanger.
Tiddler.
Tiddler?
That's what my mum used to call it. Tiddler. How good is that one?
Woggler.
Woggler? Fuck off, that's not one.
I think it is.
No.
Yeah, I'm
not
sure I made that
fun. Oh, yeah, cock.
Yeah. You can't have cock. Why not? Or dick.
Okay. Member.
Oh, cool. I like that one.
That's a good one.
Have we done Johnson?
Yeah, you did Johnson. That was your first one.
You know what memory's like. Magic Staff.
Jackhammer.
Jackhammer, I like that one. Ah, man. No, I think I'm done.
Black and Decker Family Wrecker. That's what my mate used to call
it. That's amazing.
That's what my mate used to call it. He had a massive one.
Did he?
Yeah,
was it made by Black and Decker as well?
He just said, yeah, I'll call mine the Black and Decker Family Wrecker. I was like, fuck me. You kill somebody with that. Yeah. Yeah, that top 10 list is the worst list I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know, that's what I thought. That's why it made me laugh, that's why I thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Go on then.
Do you want some sexy facts?
Oh, I love sexy facts.
You love sexy facts?
Let's get dirty.
Let's get dirty.
Let's get hot and sexy. It's fucking hot in here, I'm sweating.
I know, and I'm wearing all my work gear. You're wearing shorts and shirts.
Yeah.
Premature orgasms.
Okay.
It's a problem, isn't it?
It can be an issue, yeah.
You know, sometimes you're just kind of getting into the swing of things, and then all of a sudden, it's everywhere, and you're just like, I'm sorry, I'm really embarrassed. However, it doesn't just happen to men.
Oh, okay.
There's been a survey done where it actually happens to women quite a lot as well.
But surely that's not a problem, because they have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, but some women can't actually handle more than one orgasm. Really? So the multiple orgasm thing, yes, is true, but the feeling that they get is more intense than what men get.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how bad it is for us, like, kind of afterwards, you're just like, I'm done. What are you doing? Get off.
Yeah.
And yeah, and some women
are like that. You're still trying to grind it, it's not coming back.
Yeah,
stop now.
They can't go any further.
This isn't going anywhere.
Nope.
You're going to have to wait at least 15 minutes.
Please, just let me take it out. It hurts. What are you doing? I need a wee.
Yeah, do you know what? I always need a piss after sex.
Yeah, but you always know why? It's because it's all connected.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
That's another sexy fact.
It's just a thing no one talks about, isn't it?
Another sexy fact for you.
Sex. Go on.
And this one's actually from, you've probably heard this one. This was from Edumacation. To do with squirting. So, you know, the myth of, like, kind of squirting and everything.
I've not heard this.
Right, so.
I must have missed this episode.
So, with the whole squirting and everything, it's always, like, kind of one of those goals where if you can make a woman squirt, that's, like, the ultimate orgasm.
Okay.
Apparently, they did a scientific study on it, and they found that
the majority of it was actually made of urine.
Yeah,
so it's not actually, you're not making them kind of come to the point where they're making a mess everywhere. They are literally just pissing themselves. So you're sat there watching a porno where some woman's squirting and you're just like, yeah, that's really good. Now, all I can see is someone wetting herself and I'm just like, oh, that's not the same.
No.
This isn't as entertaining now. She's just making a mess. I hope she cleans that up.
Yeah, I hope she gets a fucking mop out.
She better disinfect that other lady's face. What else have I got? Americans. Love vibrators.
Is that the fact?
Yeah.
Everyone loves vibrators.
53% of women and 45% of men had used vibrators in their lifetime. Now, for me and you, that's quite a normal thing, but I imagine there's quite a few people out there that have either never been in contact with one, or be not at a partner.
I'm actually that's surprised got anything to do with it. The figure's that low.
Yeah, but that's the
especially thing. Especially for women.
We're kind of at that point where, you know, that kind of stuff's normal, but I think there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are just like, oh, why would you use that? That's not normal. That's like kind of, it's not natural.
What, women?
Both.
Really?
I mean, I've used one myself, it's good.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a fucking magic wand vibrating on your balls while she's sucking your dick. That's the fucking, that's the goal, do you know what I mean? That's what you're aiming for each night.
That's the noise.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I thought just every woman in the world would want and have used a vibrator at some point, because what else you can do with your clit?
Here's another one.
That's what I'm going to give you your clit for, love. Get it vibrated.
Another one that's a little bit more, it's good for us, a bit more depressing for like kind of college students and university students and stuff like that.
Right.
They did a study.
And get more sex.
So, you know, the whole kind of university thing and American college thing is like kind of when you go to college, you just end up like kind of having sex parties every 5 minutes and everybody's just doing everybody all the time.
That didn't happen at college.
No, not our college, America. Right. And university.
Oh, right, yeah. So, I've seen the movies.
Yeah, but they did a study of it in America and they asked all the students and they said that 90% of students said that in their entire university years, so like 2 or 3 years, they'll hook up twice, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah. 90% of them said that, and that's insane. And then like there was another...
Damn you, Hollywood, you fooled me again.
37% of people said that they only had once. So, there you go. That's... Wow. There you go.
College in America, obviously. Plus I'm getting a bit old now.
What have I got here?
That's awesome. Really depressing that I'd be classed as a mature student.
We're so old, Chris. We're so old. And still talking about penises.
Our body's my age, but my mind will never.
I will cut this bit.
Cause more sexy facts? You want more sexy facts? No sex effects.
Okay, I'll just read this one out because it's quite funny.
Okay.
The title of it is "There's Poop on the Coffee Table." 2011, some very bad news about single men's coffee tables. According to microbiology researchers, bachelor pads harbour 15 times the amount of bacteria as the home of bachelorettes. And some of those bacteria are the ones found in poo. 7 out of every 10 coffee tables in single guy homes sampled by researchers had found fecal matter on their coffee tables when they were testing them. So single guys,
right?
They basically found poo on their coffee tables. The question is, and it doesn't say here, how? Why is that there? The only thing I can think is they put the feet up and they're watching the TV program or whatever and put it on the coffee table and they kind of like lift up a little bit and have a little bit of a trumpy wumpy.
Right.
And it just kind of sprays out because when, I don't know if you know, but when you actually fart, it does produce quite a lot of fecal matter that just goes into the air. So when you kind of go, oh God, your fart that smells, you are literally sniffing in poo.
Yeah.
It's not a nice.
I was aware of that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the coffee tables. I can't come up with a funny reason as to why there's shit on the table other than someone just like being like getting up on the fucking table, squatting and just curling one out.
Curling one out on the coffee table.
Because what the fuck else are you doing on a Saturday night?
Well, yeah, I suppose a single man, you got something, you got this.
Maybe they're just in a really intense game of fucking Destiny and they can't get out of the raid to go to the toilet, but they really need to take a shit, right. So they're just like, fuck this shit, I'm getting on the coffee table and I'm just going to do it here. At least it'll remind me to clean it up later if I can see it.
This reminds me, okay, so the other night, okay, I didn't know if I was going to tell this story, okay. But I'm going to tell it, because this is kind of
brought
it
up.
No, I was playing a game, yeah. I was very drunk,
okay,
and I needed a wee, okay. And I needed a wee for quite a while, yep. And I thought, can't bother to go upstairs to the toilet, so I'm way away, I've got a pint glass here.
Okay, excellent.
I'll do a wee in there.
Surprising how fast that fills up.
Fuck me! It nearly went to the top! And I was like, why are you not stopping? How much wee have I got in there? I was just like, oh shit! What am I going to do if this goes over? I can't stop. That's
proper gross for one thing, but no, I know where you're coming from. Yeah. Because it does fill up a lot quicker than you think. I know. There's no way I've got a whole pint pissing me.
Well, yeah, because it was just like, you know, you hear about like truckers like kind of weeing in bottles and throwing them out the window, but this was like, what kind of size bottles do these people have?
Yeah.
They've just fucking filled it. And I was like, oh, shit. There you go.
That's the story. Thanks for your good story.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I've got a little fact for you, actually.
Go on.
If you ever want to prove that gun control works, you listen to America, listen to this shit. The current Australian Prime Minister has had 2 assassination attempts using sandwiches.
2 what?
2 assassination attempts.
Thank you.
What did I say?
You said
assassination attempts.
With sandwiches.
With sandwiches, yeah. That is a fact.
What do you mean?
Two people have tried to kill the current Australian Prime Minister with sandwiches.
What, throwing them at him?
I don't know.
With grenades?
I don't know. It didn't state. This is just a fact.
Why sandwiches? That's a really weird food source.
I think there's a facts on Twitter.
I imagine they put, like, kind of poisoned it or whatever, but sandwiches is a very odd choice of food to at least a steak. Like, kind of give him a decent meal if you're going to kill him. Not like, kind of, oh, it's here you go, it's a tuna sandwich. I hope you die.
I hope you're allergic to fish.
That's what they were hoping for. Yeah, what else? Yeah, you got any others?
Not facts. I did have some funny movie reviews. Hold on, I'm looking.
While we're on movies.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
I've not seen it. It sounds like it's awful.
The reviews are really, really astronomically bad. And it made me think, how does a movie get to that point? Like, you know, you like shit movies and stuff like that that come out and you just like, how did you get here? How did you get to a point where somebody said, yeah, that's acceptable? Because it's got to go through several stages before it even goes to filming.
Yeah.
So they look at the story, and they must go, yeah, that's fine, even though it's fucking awful. Then the actors get the script, and none of the actors ever want to just say, well, this is a bad idea. Well,
Fantastic Four, Josh Trank had his own version of Fantastic Four that he wanted to do.
Right.
And then, who's done this one? Is it Sony?
Fox
that do Fantastic Four.
Yeah, because they do X-Men as well.
The production started, because Josh Trank had a bit of a fallout, apparently, with Fox. Because apparently they got about halfway through shooting before they properly read the script or whatever and didn't like the way the ending was. So basically they had to refilm the whole second half of the movie.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Yeah, because a lot of people have said that the first part of the movie is good. It's not amazing, but they can see where he was going with it. Yeah,
apparently it was far too dark and they didn't think it suited a Marvel comic book hero movie. And it wasn't.
You look at Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
It's
going to be fucking miserable.
The Marvel Universe has got to a point where they need a dark one because there's too many light-hearted ones.
And that's what Fox didn't want to take the risk with, so they had to pretty much rewrite the whole second half of Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Supposedly what's ruined it, because I read most reviews said it's the second half of the movie that fucking lets it down.
Well, that's a shame.
So, yeah. Paul Josh Trank. Yeah. Sorry, he did Chronicle as well, I really like Chronicle.
Chronicle was amazing, it was so well done. I mean, I've heard interviews with him, with Kevin Smith, and that's what got me hyped up for it.
Has he done interviews with Kevin Smith?
Yeah, he's done a 4-parter.
Has he?
It was good, really good. And it got me hyped up for it. And then the reviews come out, and I'm just like, fuck this.
Yeah. Because he did Chronicle with that other dude that I like, who done that wrestling video on YouTube, which is the best thing YouTube's ever offered.
Mm.
What's his name?
I don't know. You sent me a link to him, didn't you?
I don't know. It's gonna annoy me now. Max something.
Max Power.
Max Power.
He's the man.
Anyway, there's this film critic in America called Mark Mode, who just has the most scathing and funniest reviews of movies ever. And people have taken excerpts of his reviews out and made funny movie posters.
Okay,
so
right.
So read some of them out to you, because some of them are just brilliant.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Don't tell me what the movie is.
Oh, you've got to try and guess what it is.
Yeah, I've got to guess what it is.
All right, cool. That's an even better idea. I like that. Okay. This is a movie that thinks the height of funny is a monkey biting someone's willy.
Oh, fucking hell.
You'll kick yourself when you tell you if you don't guess it.
Monkey biting somebody's willy.
Yeah, there is a movie that distinctly you can think, oh yeah.
Pixels.
No. When the fuck did that happen in Pixels?
Well, I've not seen it, but Duncan Jones did it, didn't he? Okay. I imagine he would bite somebody's willy. I don't know. Was there a movie about Michael Jackson's life?
No, fortunately not. No. Think Zach Galifianakis.
I don't know who that is.
He's a fucking hilarious dude. I can't tell you what movie he's most famous for, because then you'll fucking know what the movie is. He's a funny dude with the beard. He's quite chubby.
Oh, Hangover?
Yeah.
Which one? Two?
The second one.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Monkey. He gets a monkey in the second one, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I don't remember biting anyone his willy.
Okay.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie, yeah, but that was his. Oh, he's not even an American critic. He's English, apparently. What is this for the BBC? He's done this review. Sorry, beg your pardon.
BBC? Doing something that's funny?
That's why I thought...
Fucking hell, BBC's let themselves go, aren't they? Oh, which reminds me, before you continue...
I'm going to get a scathing review from Mark Mode on our podcast now, because I called him American.
Silly Bang. Not Silly Bang. Silly Black. Silla Black's
and
dead.
Black is gone.
Did you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know. It took me like a week.
I think my mum texts me and she was like, did you hear Silla Black died? Because she always keeps me informed when people die. That's like a main topic of conversation in the morning. She's like, so-and-so's dead. This celebrity's dead from the 70s or whatever. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool. I actually texted back before. I was like, I thought Silla Black died about 10 years ago.
Well, I know her career did, but...
No, I mean, literally.
But I didn't... I didn't find out, and I was just like, oh, okay.
But the best thing was, like, mum texted me, and she was like, oh, did you hear Silla Black's dead? I texted mum back going, surprise, surprise.
Yes, I made that joke.
I high-fived myself, I was like, yes.
Yeah, I'm so proud. Sorry, carry on with
your... I meant to put it on Twitter, but I forgot.
Carry on with your reviews.
Loads of people have stopped following me on Twitter since I called Hogan a racist.
He is a racist, though, that's the thing. You were just stating a fact.
I was just stating the fact.
That's like saying Hitler was okay at the beginning.
Loads of people took loads of offense. I think the reason being was, to begin with, everyone thought the racism stuff was about some comments he made on a radio interview, where he was talking about Booker T, and when Booker T accidentally called him an N-word on WCW TV.
Yeah.
Everyone thought that was the footage that everyone was...
No,
it was the stuff from the porn movie that he made.
There was something else. There was something about
his... talking about his daughter dating Bobby.
Yes.
But yeah, that was part of the porn movie.
Oh.
How this conversation made it into the porn movie that he made, I have no idea. Maybe he was just talking about it during sex.
But no, because this was an interview that he was having, wasn't it?
No.
So what, that was scripted?
No, it's not scripted, because it's a homemade...
Oh, porn. Right, sorry, yeah,
it's
okay.
Not like... He wasn't paid to do this.
Well, how
this
is it?
This was a home sex tape.
How long is it? How is it took
his wife
this long to get out?
Well, basically, he managed to get an injunction on it.
Oh, okay. So
and then someone's gone and released footage of it already.
Yes.
And then whoever was releasing the footage, I can't remember what, is it Gawker, the website I think it was called?
Right.
And then noticed the racist comments in it, and not... Or did they release that bit and not the sex bit or something? Because it was like, well, you've only got an injunction on the sex bit. We'll tell everyone about you being a racist motherfucker.
Right, okay.
Something along those lines anyway. But he's trying to sue Gawker at the minute, whoever the fuck they are.
It's
obviously the website that released it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah. So there you go. Hogan is a racist. How did we get on this topic?
I don't know. Karen with your movie stuff.
Right. I don't know if you get this one, because I didn't even know this was a movie. But it's only a chick flick in that if you ground it up and served it up to battery hens, it might be better served than running it through a projector.
50 Shades of Grey.
No.
Chicken Run.
No.
Pain and Gain.
No.
That's got a lot of protein in it and chicken.
No, because I don't want to lift. Oh, okay. Might be a few more minutes. But in a second, we'll finish.
Hi. How do you like your beach fill room?
It's hot and sweaty. It's amazing.
It feels like we're on the beach because it's so warm in here.
It's about as hot as the shop.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's very warm in here.
I think Chris is going to get naked.
Okay, I'm
going to
leave then.
Bye.
Shall I read that bit again and we'll just cut that last bit out?
No, I like that bit. Okay. What? No, I've given up.
Pride Wars.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, this one you should be able to get. In 2 years, time when the whole thing has gone... Oh, in 2 years, sorry, I fucking read that completely wrong. I fucking got confused by the comma.
Plastic commas.
In 2 years' time, when the whole thing has gone down, when the ship has sunk, society has been reduced to a crying, weeping, wailing child from this horrible vulgarisation of what is essentially a children's toy. I want a letter saying, I'm sorry, you were right.
Titanic.
No. The children's toy bit's the old... The, like,
oh, those. Battleships.
No.
Toy Story.
No.
think
of a really shit movie about kids' toys. Not actually about kids' toys, but the idea was taken from a kids' toy.
Toy Soldiers.
From the 80s.
Toy Soldiers.
No.
Toy Soldiers.
No.
From the 80s?
Yes, an 80s kids' toy was also a cartoon.
He-Man.
No.
G.I. Joe. Captain America, no. The original one.
No, they're robots.
Johnny Five.
From Another Planet.
E.T.
No. I thought it was a fucking truck.
Transformers.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
That was hard fun.
This will be an easy one for you. No, you might think so. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I guarantee Christian Bale knows it's rubbish and that he's rubbish in it. I can see that look of absolute panic of someone who knows they're doing something they shouldn't be.
Equilibrium.
No.
Batman.
No, not fucking Batman.
Batman 2.
No, it's not the Batman 3. Movies, fuck off.
I've seen all of them. I watched them all the other night, actually.
Is that the first time you've seen them?
No, it's the third. I fucking love
the
them.
Nolan trilogy.
Yeah. Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator Salvation.
Yeah. I've not seen it.
Right.
I've heard it's awful.
Right. So Michael Bay makes his little art house film to show us into his soul, and we find ourselves looking into a void-like abyss of blackness, the depth and enormity of which is impossible to comprehend.
Transformers.
No. Nope. You've already mentioned it once.
Transformers.
No.
Equilibrium. No.
Nope.
Batman.
Bit further back.
Toy Story. Michael Bay.
Yeah. I didn't know this was a Michael Bay movie, to be fair, but...
Oh, I already mentioned it.
Yep.
Hang on.
No.
Pride Wars.
No. You didn't even mention that one.
You did. I don't know. My mind's gone blank. Spider-Man.
It's got The Rock in it.
Pain Again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is consumerist pornography. It is an orgy of dripping wealth that made me want to be sick.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
No.
Wealth? Pride and Prejudice.
Nope.
It's
in New York. It's got a woman whose face looks like a foot in it.
2012.
No.
Sex and the City.
Yes.
Two. That's a fucking terrible movie. It's a terrible everything. I hate Sex and the City. How did she land the leading role with that face? Because, like, people will go, well, she's actually quite attractive in the right light. And it's like, what light? Darkness? She's fucking horrible.
Okay. If you go and see this movie, it's your own fault and you are bringing down the collapse of Western civilization. That's amazing. Think Johnny Depp.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was his review of Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Which one was that?
That was the last one, I think. Wasn't it? Oh, no, it's the third one.
That was the last one, because then there was a Johnny Depp spin-off, wasn't there?
It's not a spin-off, it was still Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, it was a spin-off, because it was just about him.
No, because it was called Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead Man's Chest, was it? Dead Man's Chest? No. Blackbeard's a cunt. That's what it was called. Pirates of the Caribbean, Blackbeard's a cunt.
Yeah, that's on Blackbeard. Beard. He touches children.
I feel bad for Guy Ritchie. I can wake up tomorrow and think I didn't make that film. He has to wake up and think I made. That's the name of the movie, obviously. Yeah, I can't tell you.
Guy Ritchie, I don't know what he's done. No,
I've never even seen this one.
That's not him.
Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
It's called Revolver. Yeah, exactly. Apparently it's got Jason Statham in it on the poster.
Oh dear.
And Ray Liotta on the screen.
Oh dear.
Okay, this is the last one. It's no fun whatsoever. It consists of people walking into dark rooms, looking at paintings and explaining the plot to each other. Which when you think about it is actually like, yeah, that's pretty precise.
The only thing that I can think of where somebody explains a painting is Daredevil.
No. It's no fun whatsoever. It consists of people walking into dark rooms, looking at paintings, and explaining the plot to each other. Well, they're explaining the plot of the movie to each other as they go along, so that people understand what's going on.
Is it Blair Witch Project?
No. When did they look at fucking paintings in the Blair Witch Project? They're in the fucking woods.
Is it Blair Witch Project 2?
No. I don't remember that movie. I'll watch that again, actually.
That was a good one, actually. I don't know.
The Da Vinci Code.
I'm not saying it.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. Just,
well, have I?
Just
yes, I think I have.
Reference, I guess.
Isn't there a scene where they're in, like, a really kind of room with, like, old stuff, and it's all, like, kind of ventilated so that no air gets in, and then a bookcase falls over, and...
I think you're thinking of Poltergeist.
They're not even slightly the same. It's got Tom Hanks in it. How is it a bad movie?
Castaway?
I've not seen it.
It's a shit movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Seen that one where he's trapped in the airport?
Yeah, I love that one.
Really?
Yeah. I just imagined it was Woody. Stuck in it. I just replaced...
Polar Express?
Oh, that one's scary. That's not a good movie. Weird, that's scary.
Well, that Uncanny Valley feeling in that movie, isn't it?
It's like when the ghost... is like there on the train, and it's like this kid's talking to a dead person. Yeah. I don't like this.
What? Sixth Sense spoilers.
Why the fuck does everybody sound like Tom Hanks? This is scary. None of them look like Woody.
No.
That's what Tom Hanks
is. That's all he is. He is Woody.
He's Woody.
Oh, I could have picked that as a penis name.
What, Woody?
Woody.
That's a good one, yeah. You would have won then.
Buzz Lightyear.
But you didn't.
Right then.
That'll do.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. Excellent. I think we've got an hour into it, but we've probably got about 5 minutes of decent footage.
Sweet.
So
sounds good enough to me.
Let's cut this bad boy.
Quality podcast.
Okay, so we're going to do another one next week.
Yep. New email address, just let me do this podcast at gmail.com. Get in touch, let us know, give us some questions, give us some feedback, just do something, because like, we're getting fed up coming up with topics by ourselves. It's outrageous. Why should we have to do it?
We feel lonely. Yeah. It's getting to a point now where... sad. Yeah.
Make us on Twitter, right?
Neil and Twin? I don't use it.
You can find me at the pub drinking. No, that's actually my Twitter handle now.
Is that actually?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
If you ever watched...
Is that not taken?
Nope.
At the pub drinking?
Yep.
That's
I'm with a G on the end, not even like drinking.
Wow.
I know, talk about it. I was just like, I wonder, because, you know, I get these things, I'm like, that's funny. I wonder if someone's done that, and then it wasn't taken. I was like, that's mine now.
That's incredible. Like,
yeah.
How? Well, there you go. What else would there be?
If you wanted to know a little bit more about Chris, I'm the kind of guy that goes all the way just changing his fucking Twitter handle just to get a slight, mild smile reaction out of Mick on the podcast.
That's beautiful. Drinking, and it wasn't taken.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
I win Twitter.
That needs a round of applause. Hey, by the way, did you ever play Toy Soldiers? The game?
I believe so. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, they brought out a new one.
I think something about it earlier.
Which is like it's like a DLC kind of add-on type thing.
Okay.
And one of the toys that's involved in it is He-Man.
Oh, cool.
They've got He-Man, G.I. Joe, Assassin's Creed. Skeleton. I don't know why that. But yeah, they've got Castle Grayskull, and that's where the enemies come out of.
Oh, wicked.
But yeah, I was really impressed with that. I was like, I'm quite tempted by that. And then it was £25, and I was like, nah.
It's been expensive.
Could bring it down to £3.
Yeah, then I might pay for it.
And then I'll get it. So that's done us for this week. Thanks for
listening. I was supposed to be signing off, and you're talking about fucking Toy Soldiers.
Thanks for listening.
Keep it regular.